Welcome everybody back to Dom That's True. It's Hot Takes Week 1. That's right, where we collect your hot takes from across YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, Discord, Facebook, Instagram, where text
Facebook
messages.
Marketplace.
Wherever you're wanting to send them to us.
Kalshi.
We will take...
Sleeper app.
Are you sponsored by Kalshi now? What's going on?
Right now, we can bet on...
How many hot takes?
Well, Truman, let me answer that by quickly doing a $150 blackjack hand on Rainbet.
Dude, the amount of stuff where you're like, this is kind of a fun video concept, and then all of a sudden they're cutting to them doing Rainbet. I'm like, all right, never mind. Nothing's real. Okay, whatever. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom That's True. I'm your host of the most, Truman Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb. Bye. Oh, and Dom. I didn't say that. I didn't. After we got too far into it. But
you don't know what to do.
We appreciate you guys sending us all your hot takes. We've got the 6 or 7 hot takes for you to start off this season 7 that we have. We are collecting them from all over the place, so we appreciate everybody who sent them in. Please send in more. Feel free to comment them under this YouTube video. Comment them on the main episode. Again, you should be getting this on YouTube on Fridays. If you want it a little earlier, you get it Tuesdays on Patreon. Shout out to our patrons over there at patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, Meltbox Kansas City, and Stephanie, Owen's mom. Owen, forget to send the video file to your mother.
I got to send the re-up. She's got to re-up for the season. She was only subbed for last season.
You got to send us $100 more dollars, mom. That was right around Christmas, though. I feel like, you know what? I might give her a pass. She did just buy 10 dinner plates off of our registry. So that was
That's crazy. Support the show, mom.
All right. let's get into the hot takes. Again, thank you to everybody sending them. Please get them to us before the show and whatnot. We're going to start here with one from Oath, Olivian, if you will.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Our new AFC South representative for when we get there. He said, my hot take is that the Panthers are going to the NFC Championship this year.
That's definitely a hot take.
I am willing to put this in C tier for Carolina, Owen.
No. I mean...
Panthers in the NFC Championship? You don't think that's...
So, realistically, let's think about... They might get one of those blessed paths like the Jags did that one year where they have to beat just... Let's say...
I guess he didn't say they'll win the NFC
Championship,
say,
right?
So, let's say they're the 3 seed and they get the 6 seed, right?
Then they beat the Cowboys?
They lost to the Rams. They could have beat most other teams. That's true. And they should have beat the Rams, honestly. Yeah,
they should have beat the Rams.
They had the Rams beat, I thought,
they scored
a minute and a half left.
I'm willing to put it in A tier for the spiciness. Because no one's expecting the Panthers. You know,
squeaked right
into the playoffs at 7-9 last year.
Maybe we've been too mean to people in years past where we only do it based on if they're correct, and we forget to do...
It's as if Justin Herbert is every single player on the team.
They're the Mr. Potential team? They're all potential? That's fair. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm willing to do... God, let me fucking size down this text. It's going to be crazy.
You can just say Panthers NFC Championship. Appearance.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit. Yes, Truman, we see the take.
I'm going to put it as Oath. Oh, we got to wrap the text. Don't forget. Send her the text.
Keep going.
There you go. Bam. All right. Right there in A tier. We will give that to you just for the sake
Cobra is a sleeper, and Tet is actually good. It's true. Yeah, big committee. Big committee they're trying to make in Carolina this year.
Yep.
We'll see. Once again, NFC South, anything could happen.
Anything could happen. That is true. Okay, Coker is a sleeper.
Anything will happen.
I have drafted Jalen Coker in a few weeks.
I also have.
Yeah.
I'm a
Bryce
Young.
He's good if you like auto-draft for the first 4 rounds of a draft and you're looking for wide receivers late. Not bad. Not a bad pick.
I am a Bryce Young truther. I think he just maybe if he keeps a offensive coordinator for a year and doesn't move on to his fifth in 3 years, that might help.
We were witnesses. We were victims. We were in New Orleans watching Bryce Young pick apart the Kansas State Wildcats in the Sugar Bowl.
It's true.
We were there. We saw him with our own eyes.
He was balling.
I was in Carolina in the owner's suite. Saw Carolina rally to come back against the Chiefs and almost win that game.
God,
not really almost win that game, but almost go to overtime, you know?
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
All right, let's move on to pick number two here. I think that's a good first hot take of the year for sure.
That's a good one.
Bryce is decent, needs work, absolutely. But so does everybody. Everybody needs to develop more.
It's true.
The NFL is no longer developing NFL quarterbacks.
The NFL likes to chop and change a little bit too quickly, I think.
This next one comes from Francis. Hot take. Jordan Love finishes top three MVP votes this season.
Another scorching hot take because there's no way. I don't know, Truman. I like B. I can't. Top three?
I think I agree with you. If it was just based on correctness, I think I'd put this in C tier. But
it's a scorching hot take.
But it's a scorching hot take, so I'm willing to move it up a tier for just scorching hotness. Jordan Love, top three MVP finish.
Would be cool.
This is something that could easily land you in...
F tier.
F tier, yes. It'll either be S tier or F tier, likely.
Oath's take is a good example of one that we could move to C or D. Because
Where if they make the playoffs...
Yeah, if they don't make the playoffs, it's F.
They just had a
if
tough
route. If
they
win a game in the playoffs, could be B or C. If they make it, easy S.
Yep.
Saw it.
So there you go. Framps, we're starting in B tier on this one. Jordan Love, top three MVP finish. I don't see it happening.
Oh, hey, don't forget to put the date on there for these.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What is today? I already did it.
07.
9-7.
Yes.
Let me just, yep. An oath, 9-7.
There you go.
Okay. Two interesting hot takes, both.
He says no shot.
I don't think so. I also agree, likely
we're
no
here
shot.
We're to grade policy. Takes, not to tell them if we believe them or not.
Oh, no. All right. I'm four picks away. All right. We'll start here with Vincent. He says, Bengals to the AFC Championship. Lock it in. He said, lock it in, Owen. It's locked.
There's too many strong teams.
By the way, there's two likes on this. Can you guess who liked Vincent's comment?
Himself and then Logan.
No, I liked it.
And then Logan.
And then Logan, yes. Logan was the other like on this.
Oh, for the championship, dude?
B for Bengals.
No.
It's not even that hot of a take. Listen, they've been there before. Josh Jacobs means no run game. Jordan Love easily over 4,000 yards. Already Aaron Rodgers-esque and TD interception ratio. Yeah, but he's also got to compete. That's the problem. They also need to be like a top team.
Yes. If they're not a top team, they will not give him MVP votes, no matter how good he is.
Okay, I better not be fucking auto-drafting right now. Okay, it is my turn. All right. Hold on. I gotta.
He's got to make some draft picks.
Ooh. Who's available?
You don't get covers like this on any other podcast. You get some random fucker's fantasy draft.
Do I go back-to-back Carnell Tate, Brian Thomas Jr.? All potential team.
What if you just shot yourself?
What if I kill myself? I can go Carnell Tate and then Cortland Sutton, my favorite. My love. He's right there.
You need wide receivers.
I do need wide receivers.
Okay, if you go Cortland Sutton, that's guaranteed.
Yep. And Carnell Tate, all...
Flyer.
Yep. All right. Carnell Tate... Then Cortland Sutton.
Fram says, we don't know ball because we don't think Jordan Love will finish top three MVP. Yes, that's a...
Okay, buddy.
That's tough.
Okay, buddy.
It's definitely a hot take.
It is a hot take for sure.
Fram is hitting us with a, you'll see.
You'll be sorry. All right, Bengals is going to be Bengals in AFC. Wait.
Did he say win?
Hold on. Yeah, wait a minute.
Did he say win?
If he said win, we're moving it down to C tier. No, he just said Bengals to the AFC. Again, we could have the Oath and Vincent Bowl.
We could. Both their takes. Actually, put them right next to each other. This will be good for the relationship. Put them right next to each other in A tier. That way we can...
That'll be good.
That way they both know that they're competing takes.
Hold on, let me... You're right.
A Bengals Panthers Super Bowl would feed absolutely no one except Vincent and Oath.
That is all. Yes, the only. Somebody's eating on this. Yeah, Vincent and Oath. Those are the two eating. Every world starves.
You cowards won't put my second hot take on the sheet.
What was your second hot take? Oh, y'all don't know ball. Oh, all right. Well, all right, Framps. Hold on. Let me just.
Is that your second hot take, Framps?
Sorry, hold on. Let me.
Is us not knowing ball your hot take?
Sorry,
let him confirm. Let him confirm. He says yes. Cool. We got one for you. We got a spot for that.
Don't worry, Framps.
What if we move this up to S tier? We like totally fail up.
If everything's wrong, I let Z know Lamal competing is good for us. Good, 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 good. All right, hold on. Sorry, Framps. I'm adding you to the. Hold on. Let me add you to the Google sheet. Don't forget, Framps. You wanted this. Threat. That's a threat, by the way.
It's a threat. You wanted this. Derogatory. All right. There you go.
All right. Going at the end of the show. That way we guarantee you locking you in as a viewer for the rest of the show. Okay, Bengals to the AFC Championship game. We put that in the B tier.
The A tier.
A tier, yes, to compete with those.
For AFC Championship.
All right, all NFL and NCAA football contracts should be fully guaranteed. These is kind of two different takes because I would support it. Honestly, you know what? I would support it for both of them just because I think it would help shape the landscape of some of the things that we do.
I think that football teams would use their running backs more carefully if this was the case.
The players would absolutely agree with you, to be fair.
Yes, they would.
I think NIL would get paid out less. I think NFL contracts would be a lot shorter. There's a lot less fun math you can do on those.
I mean, it's a hot take.
Part of why baseball also gets to be agreed is because they don't have a salary cap, so that the finagling of money doesn't really matter as much.
But it's also how you get situations like Cleveland where they make a terrible signing and they just nuke their franchise even more.
Right. Also true, yeah. I don't know.
I don't hate it. I like a B tier.
I would put an A tier even.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead.
I agree. I think the only thing keeping it from S tier is the salary cap implications for the NFL, for me, is that that's why it can't be implemented, but otherwise, I think you're right.
Well, Framps says now the onus is on us to prove we know ball. Well, first of all, onus is spelled with an H, so it's going off to a good start.
So mark that down, buddy. Yeah, I knew that.
I hate that a player gets nuked due to a franchise's choices and doesn't get paid out for his career like he could have had, like Andrew Luck. Yeah, that's true. That sucks. Mismanagement, you get a whole bunch of concussions because your team doesn't build a good O-line and you just get destroyed.
Yeah. Listen, I think all football players would absolutely be on your side for this. But, however, I don't think there's any way it could ever be implemented just because of every – it would be – if this happened in the NFL, we would be seeing 20 games in the regular season. That's the kind of bargaining chip that the NFL players union would have to offer for that to go through for the owners.
I've just learned that onus does not have an H in it. It's looking bad for the looking bad already.
I thought it was spelled anus, to be fair.
Okay. All right, so A tier for all NFL contracts and NCAA fully guaranteed.
Yep.
That's not crazy to say.
I like the A tier. It's just the implement, like how that would get implemented is just that it would be just so, yeah, it's right here behind Owen's head. But it would just be so hard to put through. But I would love it. Cyrus Allen to be wide receiver one by the end of the season.
That is crazy. Extremely
this
hot take.
It's an extremely hot take. It is, unfortunately, a classic Chiefs training camp take.
We're going to put it in B tier for Jackie Battle.
I was going to put it in C tier for Cyrus Allen.
Okay, there you go. C for Cyrus.
The fact Owen thought it was spelled with an H is a point against you knowing ball. It's not that we know letters. We only know ball. We've got rid of all the letter information for ball knowledge. Listen, that's why it's here. Okay. By the way, I hope you guys know that sometimes we are responding to Twitch chats that are on our live thing. So the comments are over there. I just want you guys to know that that's what that scrolling thing is. It's probably illegible. You probably cannot read it if you're watching this on YouTube. But
feel free to pause and zoom in.
Pause and zoom in case you're ever wondering what's going on there. Okay. But Cyrus Allen to be wide receiver one by the end of the season. I'm going to put this in C tier. I think, one, take alone. I unfortunately think this is probably an F tier take. I do not think Cyrus. I think we all did what we always do and got really hyped up.
There are two rules, Truman. Don't fall in love with a lone player in soccer.
Don't
fall in love with a camp darling in football.
Don't fall in love, especially with a rookie offensive camp darling for the Chiefs.
Rookie wide receiver as well.
But it is absolutely something where we...
Yeah, you said it right.
It's two N's. There we go. E-N-A. I knew there was a double letter.
9-7.
Yep.
Okay.
It is something where we could absolutely be proven wrong. We could have a bunch of egg on our face. You could be totally right. And we would be absolutely happy with that. I think there's a chance that Cyrus Allen could be wide receiver one, but it could be because...
Yeah, because Rasheed Rice and Xavier Worthy explode.
Are cooked and just... Yeah, right.
That'd be bad.
There's a good scenario and a bad scenario with this. There's a good timeline and a bad timeline where this is an S-tier take.
It's definitely a potential mover.
Yes. I doubt it will end when we redo this. I'm now just looking at the green screen. I'm forgetting that you're here with me in the room. But it is one of those that it will likely not end in C tier.
No, definitely not.
It will be S tier or F tier, or, you know, it could be A tier if he was if Mahomes wins MVP and Rice just barely nudges him out or whatever.
It could move up to like C or B if he's like 100 yards away from being wide receiver one. Like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it was close. But
if he goes for 1,000 yards but still wide receiver two, that's probably, you know, A tier, where it's like he's wide receiver one on a lot of teams, but not this team, unfortunately, because Xavier Worthy went for 1,400 yards like we all expected him to, you know.
Just scroll down to that pink section now, Truman. You can just start.
Well, it's not yet.
Oh. We don't need to.
Tanner said raw, next question.
We don't need to rank that.
We're not going to rank that. I just wanted to. Listen, everybody who sends a take, you get it on the show within reason. There are some things that we won't put on the show. This one's for all our Chicago heads. Owen, big Chicago head?
I am a big Chicago head now.
Have you had either of these pizzas? Did you flick the bean?
I did flick the bean.
Nice. Classic. I agree. It does not shock me that Shelby is higher on Lou Malnati's than Giordano's. Here's how I could explain this to you. One, number one most important thing to know about deep dish in Chicago. Owen, do you know what it is?
It's under the sauce.
It's actually a great answer. Yes. That's probably number one thing to know, is that it's under the sauce. Number two thing to know, Chicagoans do not eat deep dish pizza. It's almost just a touristy thing. They don't, like, when I go to Chicago, I make them get a deep dish because I like the deep dish pizza. Real Chicagoans eat that tavern style, which is, it's circular and then it's cut into squares. And it's
squares.
A thin crust.
Thin crust.
And here's where it is. Squares. So Lou Malnati's has a butter crust, is what they call it, where it's like nice and, it's a lot of butter in it.
MLT,
it's nice and buttery. Yeah, it's really good. Giordano's does not have the butter crust. Giordano's, though, technically does what they call stuffed pizza, which is essentially, it's the bread. Purdy or Goff week one? Goff, I think. Yeah, Purdy's against the Rams. Absolutely Goff week one.
Is what, against the Saints?
Yes. Yeah, Goff against the Saints, Purdy against the Rams. Sorry.
Yeah, Goff against the Saints. Go Goff.
I used to go to Chicago for work. They made us get Lou Malnati's certified six.
Too expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a big Giordano's fan. See? Okay, so... Yes, so what Giordano's does is it's crust, and then it's cheese, and then it's another crust, and then it's sauce. And they call that technically stuffed pizza. It's essentially stuffed crust, but it's stuffed crust at the bottom.
You can stuff it in the bin.
Yes. And Lou Malnati's is just cheese underneath, then just sauce, or cheese and toppings, then sauce on top. Lou Malnati's is a more hearty, fresher sauce. You're going to get chunks of tomatoes and things like that in there. Giordano's is a lot more blended. It's a lot more smooth.
It kind of sounds ass the more you talk about it.
It's pizza at the end of the day. It's lasagna at the end of the day.
Doesn't sound like it, bro.
Detroit style clears all Chicago styles of pizza.
Sounds like
but
Benny Feldman joke. joke is just getting more and more real.
Yes.
Dude, you really messed this pizza up. It's Chicago.
It's Chicago. But I am worse than New York style. Likely, yeah.
New York style is the best.
Probably. But the tavern style is pretty good and would give New York style a run for their money. The thing about New York style is it's a great way to sell one slice of pizza to somebody.
That's true.
Chicago can't sell one slice of pizza. They can sell.
Rank the take.
If the two places combined, it would literally be the best pizza ever. I heard everybody said that. Tina was mentioning the same thing. I don't disagree with you. I think Giordano's structure and way they put together everything is better, and the butter, but the butter crust composition is better at Lou Malnati's.
Gordon Ramsay,
and the sauce is better at Lou Malnati's. Make sure to watch KC Food Clash on TikTok. TikTok Steam Machine.
Rank the take.
I'm gonna post an episode here soon. Okay.
Rank the take.
I would personally go Giordano's above Lou Malnati's. All that being said, Giordano's cheese is really good. Yes. And what is pizza about if not the cheese?
Under the sauce.
Probably the sauce and the toppings also. But so I would go Giordano's over Lou Malnati's. So personally,
C
because
for Chloe.
I get to write this down, yeah, it is a C for Chloe. I'm sorry, Chloe, but it's right. She's not going to watch this show. I can almost promise you that. So it was Lou Malnati's greater than Giordano's. She was also this was a hot topic on the
Bachelorette trip.
Yes, which is why.
Shelby was telling me about this last night.
So,
all right.
That's my opinion on Chicago pizza. That might be the longest topic we talked about all show. So that's really good for everybody.
Yes, it was.
Okay, and. Closing out the show, Framps said, y'all don't know ball.
F tier.
Framps, this is going in the F tier.
We know ball.
It will end up either in the S tier or the F tier. We're going to see how everything goes.
Truman, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Was there anybody, for example, like maybe a guest last year that like had the Packers at 13 wins and scoffed at us for choosing the Bears at more wins? And do we know anybody that did that?
Interesting. Can't think of any guest that came on our show, our prediction show, where me and Owen picked all 272 games, which, by the way, we went over 500, both of us.
I'm just wondering if any guest has ever beaten me, Truman.
Neither of you chose the Bears to have more last year? I don't think that's true. Is it? I imagine I did.
I think I put them about the same. Their schedule was getting tougher.
They were about the same, honestly. So...
whatever, put this shit in the F tier. It's just dog shit. I'm a horrible take. I mean, obviously we know ball. We blindly pick every single NFL game, get over half of them correct.
See,
Framps,
here's the thing. We're not going to pull it up, so we're just going to tell you, not true, Framps. Sorry. No way. Framps, you're wrong. You go in F tier. It's our show. Comment.
Potential mover, though.
You can comment it every week.
The hilarity, if we just get all of our predictions wrong this year.
If you know ball, name two of them. I'm not going to tell you the names of them.
Soccer, football.
I'm not going to tell you what I've named my balls, but.
If you know ball, name two of them. Alonzo, LiAngelo.
Come on now. Come on. Come on now.
Come on.
It's too easy.
Come on. That's easy.
Hold on. All right. Hold on. Draft's coming up.
That's on BS at the bar too low.
Ugh. I'm going to have to draft George Kittle. George Kittle looks like a wet dog. You know? You ever thought about
that? Fuck the 49ers. Fuck George Kittle. He looked like Jimmy Neutron. Hey. Fuck George Kittle. He looked like a Ninja Turtle. Hey.
I think I'm going to draft George Kittle and Mekhi Lemon.
Wow, that's great. Rank the take. Drafting George Kittle is a point against you knowing ball.
It's George Kittle, Dalton Kincaid, or Travis Kelce.
Trav.
Yeah, probably Trav, actually. Trav. Yeah, probably Mike. Trav.
Unless George Kittle plays a full season, which he doesn't do.
The Bills tight ends take turns on who's going to be good.
You know who was good? Tonjes for me last year when George Kittle was out.
Rampleton. Listen, this is one of the seasons that I've been the least sure about anything, Framps, so.
We could not know ball.
Yeah, hold out hope, buddy. Don't worry.
Hold on. All right, thank you guys for the hot takes.
All right, hold on. What do you think, RJ Harvey? or George Kittle?
Neither.
Shoot yourself.
Who's next?
I could go Travis Kelce, Mekhi Lemon. Although I've already got Devonta Smith.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to start both of those guys, so
okay,
I don't want
to. Okay, you're
taking
a flyer anyway.
I could just grab Chris Godwin, which I think everybody's too low on.
Okay, yeah. I don't like RJ Harvey.
All right. Travis Kelce, Chris Godwin. That's
Bang.
Fine. Yep.
Wow.
Thank you. There you go. Okay. All right. That is where we're starting it off. We appreciate everybody. Yep. 7 takes. We said 6 or 7, and we gave you 6, and then it was 7 all of a sudden. I'm going to come up with a system to actually figure out if you know ball this season. Godwin just eats reps, just gets reps eaten by Evans. Well, but Evans is gone. That's why. Everybody kind of forgets, and now everybody's assuming Egbuka's going to take it over. What did Rob Gronkowski call him? Amika Egbigbo. It was not even close. Sorry. But, yeah, so we'll
keep going as the season goes on, and hopefully we rack up some great takes.
Again, if you're watching this, leave your hot takes for next week. It's going to be a real prove-it year.
True.
Absolutely. Leave your hot takes there. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/OwenGoshDomit, twitter.com/SteamMachine. Again, this episode will go up early on Patreon, patreon.com/HomeDisaster. It'll go up on YouTube on Friday for free. You know, we're not putting anything behind a paywall, but if you're just itching for football content on that Tuesday after Monday Night Football's over, it's there. It's
maybe
ready.
A quick commute to work, commute home from work, you know?
Yes. I guess next week, the main show will come out on Wednesday with hot takes on Patreon hidden Wednesday because the Chiefs will play Monday, so we'll record on Tuesday. Everything gets pushed. So,
all right.
We'll see.
Love you guys. See you later.
Appreciate you for being here. Appreciate you for hanging out. We're going to have a great season of hot takes and knowing ball. See you in the comments.